Acts chapter 10. Now there was a certain man in Caesarea by the name of Cornelius, a centurion from the so-called Italian cohort, who was devout and God-fearing, along with all his household, who gave many alms to the people, and who was continually beseeching God. He saw clearly in a vision, at about the ninth hour of the day, the angel of God, who came to him, and he said to him, Cornelius. And he looked at him intently, and became fearful, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said to him, Your prayers and your alms have gone up as a memorial in the presence of God. And now, send men to Joppa, and send for Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He is lodging with a certain Simon, a tanner, who has a house by the sea. And when the angel who was speaking to Cornelius had departed, he called two of his household slaves and a devout soldier from among those who continued resolutely with him. And he explained everything to them, and he sent them to Joppa. Then on the next day those men made their way, and as they approached the city, Peter went up onto the roof to pray at about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and wanted a taste of food. And as they made their preparations, a trance came over him. And he saw heaven opened, and a certain object descending on him, like a large sheet, tied at the four corners and being lowered down to the earth, in which were all the quadrupeds of the earth, and wild animals, and reptiles, and birds of the sky. And a voice came to him and said, Arise, Peter, slaughter and eat. But Peter said, By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything profane or unclean. And the voice came to him again, a second time, and it said, Don't you call profane what God has declared clean. And this happened three times, and then the object was taken up into heaven again. Now while Peter was at a loss in himself, as to what the vision which he had seen might mean, along came the men who had been sent from Cornelius, and had asked for Simon's house. And they stood at the gateway, and they called out, and were inquiring whether Simon, surnamed Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was reflecting on the vision, the Spirit said to him, Look, some men are looking for you. But get up, and go down, and go with them, not doubting in any way, because I have sent them. So Peter went down to the men, and said, Look, I am the one you are looking for. What is the reason you are here? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous and God-fearing man, respected by the whole nation of the Jews, was oracularly instructed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house, and for him to hear words from you. So he invited them inside and put them up. Then on the next day, Peter went out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went with him. And on the next day, they went to Caesarea. Now Cornelius was expecting them, and had called his relatives and close friends together. But when it came to Peter going in, Cornelius met him, and fell down at his feet, and worshipped him. But Peter made him get up, saying, Get up, I myself am also a man. Then he talked with him, and he went in, and he found many gathered together. And he said to them, You understand that it is unlawful for a Jewish man to associate with or approach someone of a different race. But God has shown me not to say that any man is common or unclean. That is why I came without arguing against it when I was sent for. So I inquire now for what reason you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I was praying in my house, and behold, a man stood opposite me in shining clothing. And he said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard, and your alms have been remembered in the presence of God. So send men to Joppa, and call for Simon, who is surnamed Peter. He is lodging in the house of Simon, a tanner, by the sea, and when he has arrived, he will speak to you. So I immediately sent men to you, and you have done well in coming. So now, all of us are present in God's sight to hear all the things that have been commanded you by God. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, In truth, I understand that God is not one who shows partiality, but in every nation, he who fears him and works righteousness is acceptable to him. You know the word which he sent to the sons of Israel, as he preached peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all, and you know the course of events which took place throughout all Judea, beginning with Galilee after the baptism which John preached. Jesus from Nazareth, how God anointed him with Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good works and healing all those who were being overpowered by the devil, because God was with him. And we are witnesses of everything he did in the Jews' country area and in Jerusalem, whom they also killed by hanging him on wood. Him God raised on the third day, and he appointed him to become manifest, not to all the people, but to witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God, to us, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people, and to solemnly testify that he is the one who has been designated by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify to him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all of those who were listening to the word. And those believers of the circumcision, who had come with Peter, were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had also been poured out on the Gentiles, for they were hearing them speaking in tongues and magnifying God. Then Peter answered, Surely no one can refuse water, so preventing these people from being baptized, those who have received the Holy Spirit, as we for our part have. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay on for a few days.